Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, let me say. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday in store only. The last question Jack asked was, what's your remedy to get rid of hiccups? So I thank everyone who gave the remedy and those who texted me as well. You know, speaking of the Creed thing, I was looking at, I look at TikTok all day long, but I don't post much. But yeah. One of the things I did post was the Creed from the Friday before the Super Bowl at Chickie's, when we had the place like packed everybody was singing along.
It was this video of that?
Yeah. I forget. Maybe Ava took it and sent it to me, but was a pretty fun moment. I was like, wow, maybe that'll happen again. Probably not. Maybe not this year, but who knows? You never know. Well, 215-592-9494. Euro John, you're back on WIP. What's up, Euro John?
Hey, come on. I got to defend my man, Chuck, but... I got to say this.
All right. Euro John.
Stop eating your phone.
Yeah, your phone. Are you on speakerphone?
No. Is it better now?
Yeah.
I'm a unique caller because I covered 10 games in the Sixers locker room. I ran a restaurant, put up a website, covered 10 games, interviewed J.J. Barea, Nowitzki, Petrovic, Ilya Sova. I interviewed O'Connor, Kirilenko. I know my stuff, all right? Because you talked to
J.J. Barea once?
I went to the NBA website with Sancho Smith on a 45-minute podcast, Zoom Talk. You guys can joke around, play games, play your songs, this and that. But Chuck is right. Embiid has great talent, but he's a loser. He's a loser because of this. The other night, he's worried about, they say I'm not a top 100 player. Who cares if you're not a top 100 player? Make it in the second round. Go play for Cameroon just like Jokic plays for Serbia. And Luka plays for Slovenia for 2 million people. He's not winning a gold medal. They do it because they have pride for their people. He could have got Cameroon in the Olympics. Two African countries in the Olympics. You know what they're going to do for African basketball?
What are you care about that? Yeah. What do you care about Embiid playing for an international team? You don't care about that.
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
And he's a U.S. citizen.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I am proud that Joel Embiid is an American and has spent more time in the United States of America than anywhere else he's lived. And I am proud that he played for the United States of America and beat Jokic in the Olympics. He torched him. He torched your fat little hero. How about your fat little heroes get on a treadmill? Luka Doncic has to be shamed into losing weight. Ozempic Luka. You're a disgrace.
And get a better phone.
Yeah.
Please get a better phone.
Call from a landline the next time. Are you in Europe right now?
Yeah.
What's up? Call from a landline.
I want you to call from a landline the next time.
Yeah.
I'm headed to the bridge. I'm right near the Ben Franklin Bridge. I just pulled over.
Don't jump.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's the worst phone I ever heard.
Yeah. What is that, a razor?
Yeah. No one even understands any of the words that you're saying.
Check out Danny Green's knee.
He's not going to stay healthy. That's it. He's more worried about stats.
I can't understand him. I can just understand that he's...
Basketball season is back.
Yes.
Hey, Euro John, don't you run.
Yeah, don't you run. Don't you run. Stay on that side.
Seriously, how do you call if you're doing all that ranting with that phone?
Yeah, and you know what? Like, compliment one American player. Yeah, I talked to Pekovic and Barea.
J.J. Barea.
Yeah, Hedo Turkoglu, and congratulations. Congratulations, you talked to four NBA players. Must make you an expert. I talked to four NBA players, too. You know what? No one thinks I'm an expert, so you don't get to be an expert either. I love Eurojohn's calls, but that phone sucks.
Yeah, that phone sucked. We can't have that.
No.
Seriously.
So, as I said last night, the NBA on NBC was back, and there's a segment they're going to do on NBA on NBC during halftime with the greatest player who's the GOAT, Michael Jordan. And
I was excited. I was front and center.
Yes. And here was a little story Michael Jordan told last night.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just, like, walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. Seriously, the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, that's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
I got the most gratifying of that made my whole week is that I was able to please that kid, not knowing if I could.
Ike, your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good music. But my point is this. I understand storytelling, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, you've picked up the ball in what do you say, 30 years?
He said in years.
In years.
Yeah.
He didn't even give us how many years.
I do believe him that he doesn't have a hoop at home. A lot of basketball players don't have a hoop at home.
He can have a hoop court anywhere.
Like, right,
yeah,
right.
He can do that anywhere. No, my thing was the whole how nervous he was. And
you don't believe the GOAT?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not buying any of that. He romanticized the story, and that's fine. But in the moment as I was listening to it, I couldn't help myself but tweet about it.
I know.
And I had to call BS on that, MJ. Come on, man. First of all, you must have had at least three or four shots of tequila before you started that interview.
There's no doubt.
Man, you kidding me? I couldn't even see his eyes. Yeah. I couldn't even see his eyes. Then he had makeup on. And I understand. I'm a dark brother, too. Me and Mike about the same complexion.
Yeah.
I don't know what type of makeup he had on. He looked like he was in a coffin. I thought he was half dead. You know?
Man.
So I was so anxious to hear, what the hell is Mike going to talk about? Because first of all, he don't really talk.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
Which is why this is such a big deal.
And now he signed up to do this damn thing for $40-something million a year.
I'm sure.
I'm wondering what type of jewels he's going to drop on us all year long. And if this is what we're doing, come on, Mike. I need you critiquing players. I don't need you telling me about stories about you shooting free throws at some damn house you rent.
At the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, at the Ryder Cup in a house you rented out for some kids. By the way, somebody sent me the video.
Oh, really?
So I saw the video of...
Of him shooting the free throw?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, unless that's AI.
Here is the question.
Well, never know.
You're at that age. And a polar bear was getting the rebounds. It was the wildest thing I ever saw. Question.
Yes.
One thing about the Michael Jordan thing. Here is a question. Do you think at least one time between now and the NBA season, Michael Jordan will say Jalen Hurts' name during the halftime interviews?
Oh, good question.
I think so.
Maybe.
Maybe around Super Bowl time.
Yeah, I was going to say it depends on what the Eagles are doing in the playoffs.
Right.
Because, that's an opportunity to – here's what I also found out, here's how much I pay attention to cleats since you brought that up with Jordan. Jalen's not the only Jordan brand athlete.
NFL. There's like 30 of them.
Well, there's one in Dallas that if they're playing well.
Oh, is Dak?
Yes.
Oh, Dak's Jordan brand too?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I didn't either until this whole thing came out.
Only one of those is in MVP conversation.
How about this?
Yeah.
Didn't know this either until I'm on Twitter and I seen some people going back and forth. You know who was the first Jordan brand athlete?
Who?
Donovan here.
Really?
Yes.
I think in the NFL or just...
Of course in the NFL.
Well, no, he's the first Jordan brand athlete.
Wait, we're talking football, Fritz.
Listen, that wasn't basketball. Take it down a notch, all right? just make sure we're all about accuracy here, okay?
Yes, in football. I'm sorry. Yes. I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that.
215-592-9494.
And relax, Jordan fans out there. He's the GOAT. Nobody's questioning that.
He's
the GOAT.
Kobe guy coming out.
He's just not the best player. There he's the greatest player.
There it is.
The difference.
Yeah, LeBron's the best player.
No.
No.
Speaking of being the greatest.
Don't even try to add him to the conversation.
Speaking of being the greatest.
Yes.
The first time we've ever had to do this with somebody in the studio.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
Look, here's the thing. God. It's in the bedroom. You want to be the greatest.
Yeah.
And the best.
Right.
Right?
What's the difference?
Look, there is no difference when you're in the bedroom.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I want to land this plane.
And the great thing about Blue Chew is you go to that website, bluechew.com, they're going to send you chewables that allow you to be the greatest, to be the best.
Be at your best.
Be at your best.
Peak performance.
Peak performance.
Yes.
Peak performance.
Peak performance. All the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. That's
all
what I say with Blue Chew.
None of the bad stuff.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Are you just repeating everything I say?
All right. It's chewables, not pills, mm-hmm. So it's easy to do
swallow.
Quickly. Yes.
Yep.
No I doctor's could swallow that. All right. No doctor's appointments. It all happens at bluechew.com, so no awkward conversations.
This is awkward.
Yes, no awkward conversations.
Right.
No waiting for a doctor's appointment. No waiting in line at the pharmacy because they ship it direct in a discreet
heart
package. Is there any remedy for taking it?
No, you don't need a remedy. Hold your breath and swallow three times. Okay. All right. Your first month is free. You go to bluechew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and your first month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
What the hell?
It's like a New Edition style
one. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I think we got new ones.
Okay.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's happening, boys, today? Chucky boy was a little crazy today, huh?
Yep.
But you give him about 7 to 10 minutes on the air today, huh?
Oh, here we go.
Are you complaining?
This.
You never call anymore.
I call when I'm busy, man.
Yeah.
You know,
you're busy.
Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah, all right.
Let me tell you.
Busy little B.
Hey, Ike Reese, I got Sweet Chocolate. Her son is 6 years old. He's playing peewee football.
All right,
Monday when I come to the show, I need one of those white footballs, you know, with the Eagles on it.
Oh, yeah.
you can buy one in the pro shop.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you playing dad now, huh? Playing catch?
Yeah, I might go out and watch a couple of his games.
Okay. You know? Okay. I thought it was German chocolate, not sweet chocolate.
I like to use the word sweet chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, you just like chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you know what? What's her name? I was reading something about
Wonder why Chuck gets more time than.
I was reading about what's her name?
There's so many actresses.
Who?
Rodney Peete's wife.
Oh, Holly Robinson.
Yeah, Holly. Did you know that she had diabetes?
I did not know that.
She's a spokesperson for this company called GL Pro.
Okay.
And some doctor from Maryland, from Johns Hopkins, they got this, a natural supplement to
thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
So it was to reduce the blood sugar.
Do you know she was in 21 Jump Street?
The doctor's wife had a heart attack down in Orlando.
What?
And so when she had the heart attack, she's okay now. He decided to, he's been a doctor. He's a diabetes doctor for 22 years. They found out that in the pancreas, somewhere in the pancreas, they have this, there's like a bug in there that's flying around. I forget what they call
in the
it. But, it keeps the bug living. Yeah, in your pancreas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
No, there has to be some sort of string of truth there.
I had to say something different today, man. I get that. I tell you, all you guys, let me tell you. Do you know that 13 or 14 years ago, I had a meeting with Ed Stefanski? And you know why Joel Embiid? Do you know why Joel Embiid is a Sixer? Because
of you?
HR right here, I brought that man to this town. Okay?
Did you scout Joel?
You know, Ed Stefanski was not working for the Sixers when they drafted Joel Embiid.
I told him at halftime, I said, you got to start drafting. You got to get big guys in here.
But Ed Stefanski wasn't working for the Sixers, Hugh. Or Herb?
I know that.
Okay.
I know that. But what I'm saying to you is, he was the one that decided they started with that dude from L.A., and then they drafted a few other guys, and Embiid was the fourth dude that they took.
third.
And he—that's why he's here. They kept getting these big guys,
and the fly is flying around the pancreas.
They finally hit on Embiid.
But what does that have to do with Ed Stefanski, Herb?
What I'm saying, well, he was the one that started the draft. He was the one.
He told. It was Sam Hinkie.
General, he told the other guys that we need to get big guys in here. Yep.
This is,
and that's what it was. Okay, I talked to him at the Knicks game at halftime.
Yes.
How long you been sitting on this story? We talked to you regularly. You never told us you played a part in Embiid being here.
I told you this a while ago. You forgot about it.
That's right.
That could have happened. You're right. That could have happened.
You've been stuck on them Phillies and the Eagles and all the other stuff.
Flyers,
you know what I mean?
Union, yep.
I think Embiid, he looked pretty good the way I saw him last week. He looked pretty good. I think he's gonna be okay. He's going to surprise a few people.
You think Rodney was okay with you giving out his wife's medical history?
Don't even worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Can we give a million people listening to this damn radio show?
Can we give Rodney Pete your phone number?
Yeah, give Rodney Pete my phone.
And what about your email address? What's that again?
Your call is no longer being recorded.
Now you're recording calls.
All right.
Hold on. Was he recording us?
Accidentally I hit something on my phone.
Oh,
this guy's a condom machine. The fly is around the pancreas.
You are on probation.
Let me tell you something, Ike.
Yes.
12,000 people that already took this drug. And there's a video. Go check the video. GL Pro.
Oh, no. He's talking about GLP-1s. All right. Thank you for the... GLP-1s are... It's like Ozempic is what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
What is he...
I got my checkup this summer, though. I was okay.
What? Oh, for
annual.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Did you have a fly in your pancreas?
Yeah, I think everything was good.
That was a psycho Herb call.
It was one of the best.
Came in hot.
And the way he says diabetes.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Wow, we did that too. One time I hit my brother in the face with a bag of diamonds and we laughed and laughed and laughed. Silver spoon spike.
Right, yep.
At first I thought he was talking about me.
No, that was...
So he said diamonds.
Diamonds.
So I'm like, oh, that's Spike.
Yep. Oh, it was so funny. First I hit him in the face, and then we laughed at the pores. What's next?
Just so we're clear, if we're hesitant to buy into the Sixers because of Embiid's injury history, it means we're rooting for him to get injured? Seems fair. The People's Spike is labeled with Jalen Derangement Syndrome for the last 6 months.
There's a difference. There's hesitant and cheering against him, and there's plenty of people that cheer against him and want him to get hurt. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
And I might have Embiid derangement syndrome, but it doesn't mean that Jalen derangement syndrome doesn't exist. What's next?
I will not open, but thanks for asking. Spike's heart when it comes to Bryce Harper.
Oh, come on. I love Bryce.
Yeah. Warm and fuzzy.
Look, somebody on this show has got to be tough on Bryce.
Yep.
What's next?
A passionate call. Even an argument is part of sports radio, but name-calling has no place on the afternoon show.
Why is the whole text line about me?
Fatty Meechkoff.
We did use Fatty a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised Broads even jumped in on that.
On Fatty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fatty.
What is that? All the text line is me today. I've got a break for a while. What's next?
This isn't just good. This is the greatest meal of my lifetime. Please send my compliments to the chef. Tasty cake Dom after he eats a piece of the bread the waiter put out on the table.
Yeah, he's sold on Dominic Barlow, who is a two-way player and they can only use in a certain amount of games this year.
He wants him starting at the four and he's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman. I hope his lips to God's ears. Gobert's Evenings coming up next.
ESPN.
Yes, ESPN. as we call it. So Elliot is here and Rob Ellis in there.
Robbie, evenings with Robbie.
Look, he calls it like he sees it. And then after Go Birds Evenings, who's on tonight? Oh, no, they're on for 2 hours, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't even know. So
I can't believe Herb was recording this call.
Oh,
see, yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
No, he was recording the call.
He is on probation. He's on probation.
I want to know more about the fly.
Yes, in the pancreas.
It's not like an AI video.
Enjoy ESPM next. We will be back with you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.